Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. This time, Pastors Brock Meyer, Andrew Hale, and Scott Sugar share a message for our graduates and a thank you to our devoted workers and volunteers. Unfortunately, we were only able to save the second half of our recording, but hear a piece of what was shared that Sunday. I encourage you to be aware of who you are around, because who you are around changes everything. So if you are going to go off to school and get plugged into some sort of club or some group, be aware of who is in that group. Be aware of what the purpose and end goals of that group are. Hope if it's a church, fantastic. Be critical of that church. Don't just assume whatever they say from the pulpit is correct. Don't just assume that the words are being said are true. Be critical about those things. That's true for all of us to keep in mind as we think about church and groups and clubs we're organized and connected to. As I think about Brock, Scott, and I's mission, or the way that we submit is to Jesus. So our jobs are not necessarily to come up and speak on Sunday mornings. Our jobs are not necessarily to go to campus life or to host youth group or to do the slides or whatever it is. That's part of our responsibilities. But our jobs are to submit to Jesus. Our jobs are to join in his mission and the challenges that come with that mission, and to spur each of you on towards taking part in that submission for each of us. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Timothy, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." He also writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building." And then later on in the same book, chapter 15, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So Brock, Scott, and I's role, mission, job is to submit. And then with that, it's to encourage one another. It's to encourage you. It's to point each of us back to Jesus. No matter what's going on, no matter the circumstance, how can we keep our eyes focused on Jesus? And that is hard sometimes. That is hard sometimes. And I say that being a person who needs my eyes repointed back to Jesus on a regular basis. A thought I wanted to make sure I shared this morning was, as beautiful creations that God has made, we're designed to be in relationship with Jesus. And it is our responsibility to work to make God's kingdom come here on earth. So that's our responsibility to work to make God's kingdom come here on earth. And as I think about that, what does that mean? Okay, so if that's my job, cool, I get paid to do that, but I'm supposed to tell you that you should do that too, and you don't actually get paid to do that either. So as I think about what is my responsibility when it comes to pursuing Jesus, as my job and my role here right now, here as a associate pastor, how do I point back to Jesus when we're dealing with health situations, when we're dealing with crazy weather, when we're dealing with all these different things that are going on? How can God ask us to take part in his mission when we've got all these things that are dragging us down, pulling us back, whatever imagery you want to put there? But as beautiful creations in a relationship with Jesus, it is our responsibility to work to make God's kingdom come on earth. And one way that we know folks do that is with the folks that give up their time to be teachers for our children's ministry. They happen to be here at Fairmount Friends. There's many people across the world that do that in their churches as well. But if we consider the responsibility we have, are we stepping into that? Are we avoiding it? I do that sometimes. Nobody's here to know that. I avoid things. But if our job is to do those things, if our job is to work to make God's kingdom come on earth, we know that taking part in that is risky. We know that taking part in that is difficult. It can be frustrating. But God calls us to that in spite of those things. And the reason he does that is because he knows the result of the work is so much better than before the work even began. So to those that are already working, those that are already serving, those that are already submitting and knowing that you're surrounding yourself with other people who are pointing you back to Jesus, I tell you this, well done, good and faithful servants. And to those of us still figuring that out, I challenge us, let's get plugged into a community. Let's get plugged into a church. Let's do more than just show up. Let's do more than just think about it. And maybe when we're doing that, we can begin to understand the result of the work is so much better than before the work began.
Growing up, yeah. Good job. I grew up in church at Heartland Ministry, which is in Sharpsville, Indiana, and I can look back on who my teachers were and still know them by name and still know the impact that they've left on my life. For me, we were in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and my parents were elders of the church, and so we would be there for board meetings, and I'd be sitting in the hallway outside. My dad would give me 50 cents, go buy a Snickers bar, entertain yourself. That's how I was raised. And so constantly in the church. And in just this week, I've been reflecting on those that spent their times as volunteers and as teachers that poured into me. And so just to talk to our volunteers just for a couple moments. I remember one particular Wednesday night when there wasn't any other kids in my classroom, but Jackie Long was, and Jackie Long was the teacher there that night. And she's sitting across from this third grader, fourth grader, and she's gonna teach some sort of a lesson. And I'm sure now that I'm older, she had 100 other things to do with her night than to sit down with a 9-year-old and teach him about David. To talk to him about Noah, about who this man Jesus is. But she took the time. Time is one of the most important variables that we just don't give enough attention to, I believe. And it just takes time to develop our young people. As I aged and grew up, I moved into our youth ministry, and it was Kathy Schroeder. And Kathy Schroeder would pour into and invest and would come up with curriculum and would teach us and spend time with our young people and just spent an insane amount of time to organize this children's ministry and get teachers in place and to have all of these, the right fit for all of this stuff. And then she grew the children's ministry and she put in this thing called Jericho Junction. And Jericho Junction, we actually had a group of volunteers from the church that were actors. And they had a script every week and they would act in front of and to put on this whole big play to tell the gospel story. As I moved into high school, I was a part of Jericho Junction as one of the actors to reproduce the same stories for these kids. I moved into youth ministry and my youth pastor was Rob McCord. And he was there for a few years and then eventually it was Connie Cates. And these people spent time investing into me. And as I look at our teachers now, it's unmistakable the fact that we're going to raise up some young people that are going to be awesome people of faith because of you and you and you and the time that we all give. If I could encourage more volunteerism, and not just for the big events, but for the weekly service that it takes to pull off something like this, you're forming something. Jackie Long, Kathy Schroeder, Connie Cates, Rob McCord formed something in me because they gave of themselves. They didn't just come as consumers. They came as producers. And I want to encourage each and every one of us that we're just not an American consumer when we show up to church, but that I'm giving back something. I'll tell you right now, I know the benefit in my own life because my children are receiving this reward and they don't even know it. But hopefully at 36, they're able to stand up and to say, it was because of Tracy Peacock. It was because of Olivia Klein. It was because of Bud Shelton. There's a piece of them still in me today. right? That's the goal, and that's the end game. I had an interesting conversation with Tracy one morning after church. And as a teacher, it's not always easy. And it's not always awesome whenever it's your kid that's not the easy one. And she tells me, she said, we had a problem with Judah. She said, Judah snuck out of class. And it was just hard. It was frustrating. And she kind of just told this whole story. I said, thank you for telling me. We're going to handle this. And so I talked to Judah. Judah, what happened? Well, me and one of my buddies, we were in there, and we just had this great idea, and we thought we were going to escape. And we were going to escape, and I know this whole building, and so we were going to, like, find one of these closets, and we had this whole idea, and it was going to be amazing. We were going to do this thing. There's a part of me inside was like, yeah, that's awesome. There's another part of me, don't ever do that again. That's a terrible idea. I said, Judah, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call Miss Tracy, and you're going to apologize. You're going to ask for forgiveness. And he calls her, Miss Tracy, I'm sorry for sneaking out. That's the beauty of it, man. It's like wrestling through this stuff. And I'll tell you, it might not seem beautiful. It might not seem easy. It might not seem like that's the good stuff. But it is. It is. I'm glad that he went through that. I'm glad that he had to call her, and I'm glad that she told me. I'm just glad of the whole thing. And there's a thing of volunteerism where your heart's got to be in it, because in your mind you're like, this doesn't make sense. No thanks. I don't want any part of that. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35, Jesus is standing on the mountain, and he's looking down at the crowds of people, it says. And it says that as he looks at them, they're harassed, and they're full of harm, and they're helpless. There's three H's. They're harmed, they're harassed, and they're helpless. And it says that his heart is moved with compassion within him. This word moved means that he was trembling. He was gripped by something because they looked like they were sheep without a shepherd. And I just want to ask our whole church family, but specifically our volunteers, that we would have this Matthew 9 type compassion upon the people that we're serving, that we would be broken for them, that we would be moved by something of heaven would vibrate inside of our emotions and our spirits, that we want to continue to give and continue to serve. A couple months ago, we were up in Crown Point, and that's the church that I served at in youth ministry for years. And you walk into their children's ministry, and they've got like this concierge desk where you check your kids in, and they've got the giraffe kids, and you've got the elephant kids, and you've got, and it's just like this zoo that you walk through and slides. The thing is unbelievable. They got all these screens. They got the band for their children's worship. I mean, this whole production is going on. And afterwards, I asked Judah. I said, Judah, was that pretty cool? He's like, yeah, that was cool. I said, Judah, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have the Crown Point experience, or would you rather have the Fairmount Friends children's ministry? And he said, I would rather have Fairmount Friends. It's like, what? Why? Tell me why. And he said, because we have Miss Bonnie. Is that cool? That's cool. That's what it's about. And it's more than the slide, and it's more than the screen, and it's more than the big production. It's about the person. That's the game. The game is the person pouring into another person. It's about me laying my life down to serve another. It's about Jackie and Kathy and Connie and Rob. That's the game. That's what it's all about. And so if I could just provoke us to come alive, to serve others, not only to consume, and I hope you do, enjoy this church to whatever level you want to enjoy it, but also give to this church what God's calling out of you, and to give your best to this church. And maybe it's children's ministry, it's Sunday school, maybe it's serving, it's an usher, who knows? There's all different kinds of places to be involved. But God is calling us to give our best, and your life can have a legacy, and you can far outlive your life when you give it away to others. We're going to close in prayer this morning. Would you join me and stand? God's good in this place, right? Graduates, we love you. Let's go out and crush it, right? Our scholarship recipients, we love you. We are so grateful that our church can be in a position to back you financially, to pursue your education. And our volunteers, we love you and thank you for giving your best to this house and no doubt people's lives and maybe the most little, innocent, and impressionable are being forged because of your willingness to serve. Jesus, we honor you this morning. What a great morning just to celebrate people. We just celebrate people this morning, Father. We thank you for them. We thank you that they give. We thank you that they serve. We thank you that they're forming the lives of people in this church. And we honor you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're so glad you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.